Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Halloween getaway Friday, October the 31st, 2025. 15 minutes past the hour, and the phone lines are open here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hope you're having a great Halloween wherever you are. Talked with 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, in hour number one. She gave her thoughts on a lot of things going on locally and a lot of things going on in the state and nationally as well. And that is never a bad thing to do. But again, the phone lines are open. I think we had a call as we were going into break there that we did not get to. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. And we still have not located Matt. Now, he was doing so well as far as being on time here for quite a while. And now he has disappeared. Of all days, he disappeared on Halloween, the disappearing act by Matt Morgan on Halloween morning here. Well, you know, I'll tell you, I wish the governor, Governor DeWine, it's nice that he is allocating some money for SNAP benefits, $25 million, seven of which will go to food banks. But I'm still not sure how this $18 million will get to the people of Ohio. Now, I'm sure it will, but I don't know if it'll go through the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services. I'm not exactly sure how this rollout will happen, but it's nice to see that the state has stepped up here. And also, in their letter, pretty much admitted that we do not want the economy in Ohio to take a dump, a crater, as they say, because of the loss of food benefits. 1.4 million Ohioans receive a total of $264 million a month in food benefits, SNAP benefits. That's about $190 per person. So this is a big thing. And it was all set to happen tomorrow, and I'm still really not sure what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't think these funds from Governor DeWine will start coming out until November the 7th. So what people will do tomorrow, I don't know if they'll show up at the grocery store and swipe their card and nothing will happen. I really don't know at this point. But if anybody does know, feel free to buzz in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you want to talk about the long-standing issues here with the city of Marion that seemingly came to a head this week. We still really don't know why they came to a head this week. We certainly have known Marion has had financial trouble for many, many years at this point, at least 5 years. But now the ball has been put in the state's court, the auditor of state, and we'll see how that all plays out as we go down the road. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I'd like to see if Jason Schauber might be out there listening. I'd like to nominate him for mayor. He's a Republican that I could get behind.
Now, why do you think he'd be a good mayor?
Well, for one, he comes on the radio and lets us know a little bit about what's going on. He's voted against some of those programs that are needlessly costing us money. You know, although I'm a Democrat, I'm conservative too, and I don't see how a lot of that money was spent in when Marion is not financially stable at this time.
Well, Jason, the call's been put out to you to run for mayor and call in this morning, and
I could get behind him, and I think DeWine should have been putting more pressure on Donald Trump for the way things are running.
Well, I honestly don't know. I don't think DeWine and Donald Trump see eye to eye on a whole lot.
Yeah, but he could be speaking out.
Well, he spoke out. He went after the Senate Democrats.
Well, you know, it's all Democrats' fault. You can plainly see that the Democrats are trying to help people. They're not doing this because they're, you know, not getting some money to do what they want or tear down the state house and put in a big ball for, you know, Mike DeWine or whatever, you know. Republicans need to be speaking out.
Well, at least Governor DeWine is doing it. He signed an executive order that he's going to give $25 million in food assistance.
That'll help. To the food banks.
Well, seven...
Nice if people got, you know, on their card, too. But.
Well, that's the confusing thing. $7 million will go to food banks. $18 million... in emergency relief benefits. Now, I don't know if they have found some way to tap into the cards. I don't know how that works. Maybe they have. I really don't know how this is all going to play out. I don't think the implementation will happen till November the 7th, so people are still in a pickle tomorrow.
But a lot of times, you know, it's difficult for people to get to these food banks. You know, a senior citizen that doesn't get around good, if you're in your car, maybe, but they can't stand up there and be in line. If they get out, but they can't drive, they'd have to get somebody else to drive them up there. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that ain't going to take advantage of that. Even younger people that don't have a car, that don't drive, they're going to have to get somebody to take them up there. I mean, it'd just be better if it was put on the food cart.
Now, as far as, did you hear Mary Ellen this morning?
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of what she had to say?
I like everything Mary Ellen says. I mean, I hope people don't vote in that charter. You know, I know she's against it. I'm against it. It's just amazing how sharp her mind is at her age. If she was a little bit younger, we might get her to, if she wasn't busy, getting her to run for some of these things and Marion help straighten Marion out.
Well, it's interesting. You know, here's a woman who started it. I mean, she did hold office here in Marion, went to the state level, went to the national level, and has come back to Marion and is still commenting on things in 2025. And I don't know... I mean, people certainly do pay attention to what she has to say, but there's a certain group that are just dismissive. But I think a certain group is dismissive of...
Anyway.
Yeah, they're dismissive of everybody.
Yeah, and there's so many people that don't get out there and vote, you know, don't pay attention to nothing. I know the aide that I have coming in here, she's 29 years old, and when I ask her about anything like that, she don't vote, you know. She, you know, hasn't heard nothing about that.
Well, the election's coming up Tuesday. How do you think it's all going to shake out for the Charter City?
Well, I hope it doesn't, but I think a lot of people think of that Charter would, well, just like, the, you know, the Clark candidate, you know, he was on your radio saying how he thinks it will straighten out Marion, but I just don't know. I think you get more... If you have people locally in the government, I think they care more. You know, if you pay them a lot more money and they're from Columbus or whatever, you know, they don't care as much about it. It's not their community.
You know, it's interesting. I thought what Mary Ellen had to say about Amy Acton, she has a good feeling about her, but she doesn't want to endorse anybody until the primary.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. And I think Amy Acton's running a good campaign, and I think she'd be a, you know, a great governor. I think she would be a better governor than Uswami or Ramaswamy or, you know, however you pronounce his name.
Well, why do you think people have such a negative feeling about her?
Well, I don't think a lot of people do. I mean, there's some. There's always going to be some dissenters, but, you know, when she was at, what do they call it for Ohio, doctor in charge or whatever.
Yeah.
And suggesting the mask, which, and the COVID shot, people just didn't like that. I mean, you know, there's times when you don't have to have your rights completely taken away from you. But there's times when there has to be some curtailment on it. I mean, just like in World War II, a lot of people, you know, they didn't get, you know, benefits. They had to go to war. They had, was on gas rationing and food rationing and stuff, and, you know, somebody back then could have stood them to, it's not right, you know. It wasn't forever. And, you know, I didn't like wearing a mask, but I wasn't out all the time, but when I was out, I wore the mask.
You know, it's kind of interesting that here we are just a few days before the election, and again, nobody really talking about it, which again, I find that fascinating that none of the issues this time were a driver. Now, two city council races were probably not going to drive a lot of people to the polls, but this charter city has been an absolute nothing. And when we, and I believe this will happen, we'll have one of the lowest voter turnouts of all time, which could favor the charter city passing, but if it passes with that low of a voter turnout, that'll really tell you something about how people care about the charter city here in Marion, because we have found that when abortion is on the ballot, when marijuana is on the ballot, when a gubernatorial race is on the ballot, when a Senate race is on the ballot, when a presidential race is on the ballot, people turn out. This charter city is not driving a thing. No yard signs, no interest. And the paper has done many articles on it. We have talked about it. Nobody.
I'm glad there's no yard signs and stuff promoting it. I would like to see yard signs, you know, agreeing with it. But the thing of it is, with low voter turnout, if it does end up passing, and if it doesn't work out well, then the people that stayed at home and sit on their butt, you know, ain't going to like it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they'll have a chance to vote on the charter, and that'll be in a gubernatorial year, so there certainly will be a lot of people turned out then. But I still don't think people really understand the charter. I don't think that it's, less than half of the charter city candidates for commission turned out at the League of Women Voters. So that should tell you something right there.
Yeah, you know, even the ones that are for it don't know how things are going to turn out.
So
that's the problem. I mean, there's so many variables. Even if you're for it, after it happens, you know, might not be like you wanted it.
Well, how do you feel about what's going on here in the city with Julie Welch out at Transit and two other long-term city employees resigning or retiring with really no fanfare? That's an interesting point.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're fed up with the administration, too, and this, with the state coming in, and which we need the state coming in. They're all going to be probably, you know, made out to be the scapegoat. You know, they're going to take more heat for it in the council and Collins. So, you know, they don't need that bullshit.
Well, we'll see where it all goes. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 29 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Getaway Friday, last day of October 2025, October 31st. It is Halloween. Happy Halloween to everybody out there listening this morning. What an interesting situation that we have got ourselves in here locally, to say the least. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
As always.
You know, with the charter, I think it bears repeating. I'm for the charter, however, I think it should fail because the minions, and I'm going to say it, the minions of the mayor are in there trying to stack the deck in their favor. And the reason I'm against it is because Ed Brown, Welcome Collins, our mayor, B.J. Gruber, Major Gruber of the police department, Robert Landon, Brian Lovell, former deputy sheriff, Jay McDonald, chief of police, Juanita Resvanis, security officer at City Hall, Mark Russell, the law director, Malcolm Smith, formerly the zoning inspector, I believe, and then Tom Stotts, working out of the courts there at City Hall. This whole charter was, in my opinion, rushed. There wasn't enough time to field candidates that would reflect a very good balance on that commission. The people who are underserved and overlooked. And to have this stacked with nine people that were either subordinate to the mayor at one point in time or currently works for the city or the county, etc. So I think it's a bad candidate field, but it's a good idea for a charter city, but not at this time, the way that it was passed so quickly through council. We need to step back and take a look at it. I think what has occurred over the past week with the state auditor coming in to take a look at where we stand financially, I think that is the most important thing we need to look at right now and get things cleared away and get a plan put together that can be followed and measured the success of that plan so we can get back on good financial standing.
Well, it's interesting. Now, one thing we do know, let's see here, as of October 31st, today, Friday, October 31st, the total ballots, let's see here, I believe this is total ballots turned in is where we are. The cast or requested ballots, 1121.
Cast or requested, but
cast or requested.
Take it down how many have been submitted.
Yeah, that's why it's a difficult number, because
it's not very helpful. I mean, it's like cast or, what was it? Cast or
requested.
Or requested. That's, somebody needs to change that, because that is quite frankly stupid.
Well, and I think we all wonder what that says. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. Well, time will tell. Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. After that, we should start learning the fate, right?
See where we're going. Well, you know, low voter turnout, as I said, could favor the people in the Charter City camp, because if I assume all these people, most of the people who are on the Charter Commission ballot probably want it to pass, so it could pass. I mean, it's certainly no shock if it did, but that's not a great number of people requesting ballots. I don't know.
Well, we'll check the numbers Tuesday after 7:30 p.m., and hopefully the final tally will tell the story.
Would you like to see Jason run for mayor?
I think he has a good potential. He's been around long enough. It would be refreshing. I don't know how old he is. You know, he could be among some of the younger mayors we've had, I think.
I think he'd be in the Schertzer category as far as age.
It's hard to tell. I have no idea. I look at people. I couldn't tell their age because, quite frankly, age doesn't mean a thing to me, you know? So
yeah, we'll see.
I know some people that are like, they're 45 and they think they're 80, you know?
Well, that's true. There are those people.
Oh, hey, what can I say?
Thanks.
Well, hey, to a better tomorrow and to a fun trick-or-treat.
Happy Halloween.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open here today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 35 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time, a lot of conversation going on about a lot of things. I don't know. You know, are we going to have a good group of candidates for mayor the next time around? It's only 2 years away. People complained last time that we did not have a good string of candidates, as it were. Well, I guess we'll see what happens the next time. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Let's see. 829 in-person votes cast is where we are. Okay. Total. So that's where we are the Friday before the election. 829 votes have been cast. That's an interesting number. That's a pretty low number. Does that mean anything to anybody? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, total requested was 1121, and total turned in would be 829 at this point. But we don't know where that all goes and where that comes from. 829 in person. You know, what do we got? Two more days here? Monday and Tuesday? Well, Tuesday is election day, so that's not early voting. So one more day after today to vote early, and we're only at 829. Again, I think this says something about, is this driving people to the polls? Apparently not. I forget what the number was. You can look it up online at the Board of Elections, but I forget what the number was 2 years ago when we had marijuana and abortion on the ballot, but it was an extreme amount of people turning out. Now, maybe people will turn out on Election Day. I don't know. But I think 829, because you have some village races going on, you have some school board races going on, so I'm sure that's some of this. And some people just vote early all the time. So again, what will voter turnout be the day of election? You'll know when you go out to vote. If you don't have to wait, you'll know it's low voter turnout. If you do have to wait, you'll know it's high voter turnout. And it's not looking that way right now. All right. Well, the call was out to Jason. Would he ever run for mayor? From one of our listeners this morning. And then, how's he feel about what's going on with the city? We talked with him on Tuesday about the situation with the city financially. Well, now we know that Julie Welch is out as transit director, resigned her position on Tuesday. We know that there are two other directors in the city who have resigned or retired in the last month or so here in the city. We know that, I said it yesterday that I have it on authority from somebody who works in City Hall that former budget director Tacey Courtright has been visiting City Hall on a pretty regular basis, and she has been seen in the office of the current budget director, Ms. Troiano. Now, I don't know. Maybe that's cross-training. I don't know what's going on there. But here we are. once again, and we never get any answers to any of these questions. And that is one of the disturbing things about what has gone on. You know, if people feel that we are covering this administration and this council different than we have covered others, well, one of the reasons probably is because they have a different way of dealing with the media than other administrations and other councils did. You know, I don't know what you'd call the relationship, but it's certainly not what others had. I mean, it was never a buddy-buddy relationship with past administrations, but you could certainly get answers from them when you wanted them. And I still have hope. You know, hope springs eternal, that one day we will have answers freely flowing from this administration, but you never know. And we really don't know what is going on with Julie Welch. I don't think she has said anything as to why she left her position. And I don't know if anybody knows. But in any event, the phone lines are open, as they always are. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. It is the Halloween episode here on WGH Talk. By the way, I did hear from Matt there. Hopefully he'll be appearing here soon this morning for the big Halloween edition of the program. And we will be on tonight from 8 until 10. And then Matt's show will be on 10 until 11. Also, we will be out passing candy here, 5:30 to 7:30, thanks to the Industrial Channel. We appreciate that. It is Halloween. Does anybody have a favorite Halloween memory? Is there anything that jumps in anybody's mind as far as Halloween goes? There was a story out earlier this week that Halloween decorations are getting too scary. Where was that article? The New York Times talked to parents, and they say neighbors are going too far for Halloween and scaring their kids. Do you believe the Halloween decorations have gotten a little too scary for people? They are different. You know, it used to be pumpkins and oranges and blacks and witches and Draculas, jack-o'-lanterns, skeletons, things of that nature. Now they've got the killer clowns, they've got people creeping up out of things. Do you think the Halloween decorations have gotten a little scarier than they used to be, and maybe are terrorizing people in some way? Does anybody have any thoughts on the Halloween decorations? There's a nice, easy topic in the midst of our political conversation here today. Oh, and by the way, when I was out walking last night, I was walking in my neighborhood, and so, you know, the leaves are starting to come off the trees pretty heavy. And there were some absolutely, totally red leaves on the ground. Now, does somebody out there know what tree produces those, what kind of tree produces those absolutely red leaves? Those are the most, you know, we all love the colors, beautiful autumn colors. Now, those leaves are beautiful autumn colors, those red leaves that fall on the ground. Does anybody know what kind of tree produces those red leaves? Or are there several type of trees that produce those leaves? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But it looks beautiful. We've got a lot of yellows and greens and oranges and reds. But I got to a certain place on the walk, and I looked down, and here are these red leaves that just look tremendous. So if anybody has any answers on that or anything else Halloween-wise, feel free to give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And also the conversation this morning about Governor DeWine announced that he has signed an executive order that says he will provide up to $25 million in food assistance on the continued federal government shutdown threatens the SNAP program. Apparently, $7 million will go to area food banks, and $18 million will go in emergency relief benefits. Now, who will get these benefits, I don't know, and how they will get them, I don't know. I assume that will come down the pike as we go down the road here, but maybe a little relief to people who need some relief in these trying times. You know, the other day, I had a question, and I don't think we ever, did we ever get the answer? I think the question had to do with Halloween, and I can't remember if we ever did fully get the answer. Let me see if I can find that question. Oh, here it is. The question was, out of the 50 states, which states are you most likely to, let's see here, most likely to be pranked in? Most likely, the states most likely to have a prank pulled on you in this Halloween. Now, I think we did get number two and three. Number two was Pennsylvania. Number three was Massachusetts. Now, this is compiled, the statistics. Halloween prank searches per 100,000 people. Price of eggs per dozen. Price of toilet paper per roll of four. And property crime rates per 100,000. 2024 numbers. Now, based upon that, every state, all 50 states, were given a score. And in the top 10, number two is Pennsylvania, number three is Massachusetts. Does anybody know what the state you are most likely to be pranked in this Halloween is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What state are you most likely to have a prank pulled on you in? Massachusetts has a combined score, now this is out of 10, of 7.25. They're number two. No, that's Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is number two. Massachusetts is number three. They are 7.18. Now, what is the state that you are most likely to have a prank pulled on you in? We don't have number one yet. Does anybody know what number one would be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The state you are most likely to have a prank pulled on you in this Halloween. Now, I will tell you this. Of the top 10 states, well, let me say this. Ohio is in the top 10. How about that? Out of 50 states, Ohio is one of the top 10 states that you might receive a prank pulled on you this Halloween. Now, so that begs two questions. Which state are you most likely to have a prank pulled on you in? And where does Ohio rank on this list? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Where does Ohio fall on this list? We are in the top 10. And what state are you most likely to have a prank pulled on you in? 740-383-9944. 48 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know what the answers to these questions are? You know, as I look at these 10 states, there are some on here that I would not suspect at all. But I guess that's the way it goes. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'll say Ohio's number one, and Minnesota, I think, will be on the list.
Ohio is not number one, but it is in the top 10, and Minnesota is not even in the top 10.
Well, I struck out on that, didn't I?
Well, keep thinking.
Okay.
Keep thinking. All right. Well, there's an interesting guess. Ohio is in the top 10, but Ohio is not number one, and Minnesota is not in the top 10. Now, we do know that Pennsylvania is number two, and Massachusetts is number three. Now, where does Ohio rank in the top 10, and what is the state you are most likely to have a prank pulled on you in? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A little Halloween fun here today in the midst of all of our serious topics. Also, what do you make of Halloween decorations these days? Are the Halloween decorations a little too scary, a little too rough for people? They're different, as I said earlier. They are certainly different. I think anybody would have to say that the decorations are different. All right, 740-383-9944. Well, I know there are a lot of Halloween celebrations going on at schools today and daycares and things of that nature. Also, a lot of people, I would imagine, getting ready for trick-or-treat, going out and buying the Halloween candy, getting ready to see what happens tonight. It's right around the corner. You know, it really is hard to believe that we are in the full swing of the Halloween season. I mean, it's today. Then tomorrow is November the 1st. And I believe the time change is this weekend, which I have heard nobody really talking about that. The time change coming up. I believe it's this weekend. Let's see here. Yep, Sunday, November the 2nd. We gain an hour, which means maybe it'll be daylight in the morning come Monday morning. But of course, it'll be dark at about, 5:30 in the afternoon. That's kind of the way it goes when that time change comes down the path. All right, let's see here. From one of our listeners this morning, leaves change color in the fall because as days shorten, the temperatures drop, trees stop producing chlorophyll, the green pigment for photosynthesis. All right, so what would a red leaf be? What kind of tree would produce a red leaf? That's my question. And what is the number one state you are likely to have a prank pulled on you in? And where does Ohio rank in the top 10? This is another question. 740-383-9944. And again, as I said earlier, it was about, what time did I hear from Matt? Heard from Matt at 31 minutes past 9 o'clock. So he woke up at 9:30 this morning, had a nice little sleep in, and it's now 53 minutes past 9 o'clock. So that was 22 minutes ago he woke up. So maybe he'll be here for the 10 o'clock hour, coming out of Caledonia to head toward Marion. Wonder what people are doing today for the big Halloween celebrations. Obviously, passing out candy. Now, with Halloween being on a Friday, I wonder if a lot of people will go to parties tonight. I wonder if that will be a thing. That more people will be having parties, restaurants, so on and so forth, because of Halloween being on a Friday, and a lot of people not having to work tomorrow. I'm sure that that's helping with the school celebrations today. You know, there were a few years in there where schools really kind of went away from the celebrations of Halloween. They kind of turned into fall festivals. Now, maybe it's still that way. But I do know people dress up. They certainly dress up, but I think there are some rules and restrictions when it comes to how people can dress up. Does anybody have any thoughts on just over 800 people voting early in person? You know, very low number, considering you just got Monday now, and then we are on the actual voting day. Does anybody have any thoughts on why Charter City did not drive people to the ballots? For as much as this issue got talked about and was talked about in the past, and certainly was brought up in the media, it doesn't seem like it's driving anybody to the polls. And will we have another 800 people turn out on Tuesday? I don't know if we will or not. Seems that the numbers are interesting here. The numbers are interesting. And does the impact of what has happened here in the city of Marion the last week figure in to any of this? Does the impact of that mean anything? I don't know. And by the way, if Judy and Sarah are out there, give us a call just to say hello. 740-383-9944. As I say, Judy called in this past Tuesday, and Sarah I saw at Monday night city council meeting. So it's always good to hear from people out there in the listening audience. If they're just calling in to say hello or anything else, I hear the door here in the studio. Always get a little nervous when there's a door opening up. Whoa, I can tell you rolled out of bed. Short night, huh? Yeah. I think you were close to the record this morning. What happened?
I don't know. I went to sleep at 2 o'clock, something like that.
But no, that's normal, you usually tell us.
Yeah. So midnight to 2 o'clock. That time range there.
Just exhausted, huh?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I suppose. I worked over yesterday. There's that, but I don't know.
Do anything fun last night?
No, I mean, I read some more of the book. Got like 2 more chapters in, so that's always good. And then nothing else really. Played games.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep.
We've only got about 3 minutes left in this hour. Anything on your mind this morning?
In 3 minutes?
Yeah, well, there's 3 minutes is a long time, depending on what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, I don't know, nothing in particular, I guess.
It's Halloween.
Yeah, well, there is that. You mentioned the Halloween decorations being too scary or something. I don't think I've ever, I mean, maybe as like a child, but I don't think I've ever been scared by a decoration.
Well, it was in the New York Times. That's what the parents of the kids are saying, that people in their neighborhoods are going a little far now with the decorations, further than they used to.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like people around Marion are doing less decorations than ever. Driving down, the boulevard, I guess, I didn't see any, but I also, I guess, didn't look all too hard. But I haven't seen
it's any. Not Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really seen all that many decorations.
No, it's definitely not Christmas. I don't know. This year, I think this has all snuck up on a lot of people.
Halloween?
Yeah.
How?
I have not seen as many Halloween commercials as I normally do. I have not seen
Halloween
people...
Halloween commercials?
Yeah. Commercials. You know what those are?
I know what a commercial is, yeah.
Normally, there are a ton of those, Halloween-themed commercials. I have not... usually, you see a lot of people buying a ton of candy prior to Halloween. I did not see that this week at all. People bought some, but it was not running off the shelves. I think the trunk or treats this year, I've seen a few advertised, but not a whole lot. I do not see a lot of decorations in people's yards that I have seen in the past. And I don't, I mean, it's today. I mean, who's even talking about it? Not a lot of people.
Oh, no, I mean, Halloween is a lot of people's, like, favorite holiday for some reason. I'm not all that big into Halloween. I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's a good time of year, I guess. I mean, I like the weather. I mean, it's cold, but I don't mind wearing hoodies, so that's kind of, you know.
I haven't even seen any Halloween specials on television or advertisements for big Halloween movies this year. Nothing. It's been very, very low-key.
I don't think I've seen any either, but I don't watch TV, so I don't know.
Are people even talking about Halloween today?
Yeah, I mean, one of my friends told me Happy Halloween.
In the hour you've been awake?
At midnight.
Well, that, but...
I mean, that's... So, they apparently like Halloween.
I don't know. A cat gave me my soda this morning at McDonald's.
That's nice.
That's a sign of Halloween. But we'll see. We'll see as it goes. We'll be back right after this.
And Thomas.
Ellen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. What do you? How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.